Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Damn intriguing Monday night game tonight. How does it impact us? Well, how does it not impact us? Eagles right now, team to beat in the NFC. Packers, they are a half game ahead of Detroit with the tie, the comedic NFL tie. But be nice to see, I guess, the Eagles win this game and get Detroit back into first place. They are currently tied with Chicago at 6-3. The job that Ben Johnson has done has been pretty good after the way they started the season and what they're doing offensively and what he's done with Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams has been really, really good when that team is trailing. And yesterday they went on two touchdown drives late in that game to come from 10 points down and get the win. The Bears are currently third in the NFL in yards per game, and they are seventh in the NFL in points per game. Ben Johnson helps. Duh. This just in. He's really, really good. And, you know, the Bears are right there. Their team, the Lions, destroyed earlier in the year, and hopefully we'll do it again in the season finale in Chicago in January. But at this point, Bears keeping pace with the Lions. There was a rumor after that game, a rumor started. Some people are posting that Daboll had been fired, and immediately which he hadn't, but immediately the rumor mill started up that Bill Belichick is going to be the next head coach of the New York Giants.
Oh, boy.
Yep. But, I mean, they got issues in that we were talking about this earlier in the year. They're two rookies that everybody was so excited about. Cool. You know, the way they play the game, we'll see if they'll stay healthy. And now one of them has snapped his leg in half, and the other one's being evaluated again for another. I guess he has confirmed another concussion.
Yeah, and the concussion, the play they think he suffered it on in yesterday's game didn't
talking
look
about
like
Cam Scadabo and Jackson Dart, sorry.
Thank you.
Yep.
The quarterback, Jackson Dart, who left the game yesterday, didn't look like it was that bad, but, I mean, if you're already a little scrambled to begin with, it's going to, anything, any more impact is going to affect you, and that was unfortunate because I like watching Jackson Dart play football. I think he's a fun quarterback to watch. And yes, it if you continue to play that style, it's going to be a short shelf life. I think Baker Mayfield plays that way a little bit.
Kind of same thing there.
Yeah.
Kind of same thing.
A lot of very gutty performance. And it's how he played in college, man.
Yep.
And it's the same thing happened in college.
Is he going to be able to stay healthy?
Remember his last year he got banged up as well?
That's why everybody says you don't want a quarterback who runs a lot. That's why everybody agrees with me.
Different running styles.
I'm just joking. Just kidding.
Yeah, Jackson Dart's only 22 years old. It's a different thing doing it in college and then against grown men out here where these guys are stronger, faster, and he's got to learn how to stay healthy and stay in the pocket a little bit and just throw the ball away.
Or
you know what I mean?
Just slide. Because that's his thing. Is once it gets going, he doesn't slide. He just wants to barrel through you. Like Josh Allen used to do.
Well, did Dr. Cam Scadabo call him out for the game, or is he going to, you know, fully clear him for the next week? Because the way they're doing things over there in New York, the way they're doing things in New York, it's like, maybe, how many concussions does he really have?
Hey, in fairness, Dr. Cam Scadabo did get fined for that. For checking in on him in the
first malpractice penalty ever in the NFL.
Right.
You know, come to think of it, how does Brian Daboll still have a job?
I don't know.
I mean, you had that whole mess, and then you had this epic collapse.
I don't know.
Halfway through the year, just ride it out, Clark. Let him finish.
I guess. 248-539-9797. Nick, you're next. What's up, Nick?
Hey, I got a champ and chump.
All right, great.
Champ is Jahmyr Gibbs, and chump is Northern Michigan University hockey. They get swept again by their rival Michigan Tech, and they're 0-12-1 on the season.
Oh, no.
It's just awful. I don't understand how... I mean, Marquette is a hockey hotspot, and these kids they got a bunch of kids from British Columbia for some reason. They got kids from all over North America, and they all stink.
Oh, boy.
It's just awful. And I think, not that the UP is a huge talent pool to pull from, but I think these bigger schools are poaching a lot of our kids up here, you know.
All right, so are you up there now, Nick?
I'm up there, yeah.
Okay, and you're a Northern hockey fan, huh?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's kind of a random call. Just wanted to know what the background was, what it was, and.
Well, you know, you're asking for chumps, and
it's okay.
I mean, I know college hockey is not the biggest, the biggest hot ticket.
Hey, they got my champ this week. Michigan State hockey got my champ this week.
Spartans and the Wolverines are looking great, but UP is hockey. Is, you know, hockey, you know, it's kind of a lifestyle up here, and our team in the biggest city in the UP is once again one of the worst teams in the country, and I just think it's shameful.
Sorry, man.
Well, what you need is
former national champs.
I know.
Yeah, we hear you.
Did you guys win that? Was it like an 8-7 double overtime game? Isn't that the national championship? Okay.
It was 91. I'm too young to have remembered before.
Yeah, I remember when they won a natty. Here's what I remember about that game. The boards were glass. Whenever they played it, the whole thing was glass. But some crazy Duluth place or something.
What they need.
It's Bowling Green.
In the championship, I forget. I remember Boston U was in the semifinal at the very least. Scott LaChance was the defenseman. Had a bunch
it was
of
Boston U, yeah. Northern Michigan won the NCAA men's high side in 91. They defeated Boston U 8-7 in a triple overtime thriller. So 7 regulation goals, and then it goes triple overtime. Everybody stops scoring until...
All right.
Anyway.
When are they going to get the snowmobiling team?
Snowmobiling team?
Yeah, that sounds to me, that's something the UP can really... dominate in?
Well, I'm pretty sure they have Nordic skiing at Northern. They got men's and women's Nordic skiing programs. That's cross country, right? Or is that one of those weird combined like biathlon where you ski for 30 miles and then fish? isn't there something like that?
Now that's something the UP would definitely, definitely dominate.
Isn't that an Olympic sport?
Northern Michigan Tech.
Yeah.
You know, Lake State. Just all getting Northern, it done.
Really good on the Klabobakken.
Let's start with the Klabobakken.
Bring it all back. So anyway, yeah, we got your vote down for Northern hockey. All righty then. 248-539-9797. Ticket text the Carson Anderson inbox. Coop and Linden says, my champ is Michigan sports teams. My chump, the Ron Payne. Yeah, Amon-Ra got under his skin or what, man? That was something. So
took quite a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I'm looking forward to talking to Goff tomorrow about what was being said between him and, it was Kinlaw, right? Was Kinlaw
yeah,
in his
face? Goff and Kinlaw were going at it, but then Payne got involved, of course. You know what's bad when the NFL doesn't even wait 24 hours and they're like, dude, you're suspended next week.
Right?
Yeah. Like, this is really...
Not a whole lot of defense for that.
And look, it's Branch did it earlier in the year. And like, we think about the nonsense we've had here under Dan Campbell. There's the JMO stuff with the, you know, there was suspension. And there was Branch. I feel like I'm missing another one, but it's so few and far between as opposed to what it used to be. It used to be just, oh, there was always something.
Well, does this one bother you a little bit? Remember last week when Aiden Hutchinson was flagged for the tripping?
Yes.
Against J.J. McCarthy?
Yes.
NFL likes to send out fines and for that. Like, they fine players all the time for doing that. In fact, three Lions players got fined for it like a couple weeks prior to that. They did not find Aiden Hutchinson for that. They said that wasn't enough evidence that showed that he had done that because he didn't make any contact.
So was there enough evidence to even flag him in the first place?
I mean,
this is your point.
This is my point.
Look at that. I figured it out all on my own.
There it is. That's a call that goes, it's like, come on, man. I don't know if, did they fine Jack Campbell for body weight? Do you get fined for body weight?
I don't know. I didn't look at the NFL's disciplinary sheet or whatever it's called.
But that would be another one that, like, those are two calls that really were costly against the Lions in that game. But, hey, it's over.
Yes. Accountability and fines. And let me go back and see if Jack Campbell got fined for that. And, by the way, did you hear what Kelvin Shepard said of that last week? Jack Campbell did it exactly the way we talked. Hit the quarterback, but try and roll off to the side, which he tried to do, but he got flagged for hitting the quarterback late. Is this it? Week 9, Detroit, accountability. Doesn't look like anybody got
flagged.
Okay,
so body weight is not a fine in the NFL.
Okay, good. So. It's Carson Anderson. Jeff Passan, ESPN, the latest on Scooble, said something I haven't heard yet about Scooble. We'll play it for you today at 11:50 here on 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.